with amazing grace, back where I come from. You could lie on the riverbank, or paint your name on the water tank, or miscount all the beers you drank, back where I come from. Back where I come from, where I'll be when it's said and done. And I'm as proud as anyone, that's where I come from. We learned in Sunday school who made the sunshine through. I know who made the moonshine too, back where I come from. Eyes on a Saturday night, tan legs in the broad daylight, TVs they were black and white, back where I come from. Back where I come from, where I'll be when it's said and done. And I'm as proud as anyone, that's where I come from. Say it's a backward place, narrow minds on a narrow way, but I make it a point to say that's where I come from. That's where I come from, where I'll be when it's said and done. And I'm as proud as anyone, that's where I come from. Back where I come from, I'm an old Mississippian, and I'm as proud as anyone, that's where I come from. Yeah, that's where I come from. Everybody comes from somewhere now. Well, I started this stuff a long time ago, and one of the most encouraging things that ever happened in my life is I got a little note from a fellow Mississippian, Jimmy Buffett, sent me a little note when I put my first record out. And he said, "We're going to be friends. We're both storytellers. We're both from Mississippi. I'm going to sing some of your songs. We're going to write some songs together." I didn't know at the time that almost everybody in the music business is pretty much full of it, but I know that now, but it makes it that much more impressive that he meant what he said. And he will not run across anybody more grateful than me. And this is the first song of mine that Jimmy ever graced with his voice. We cut a little record on it down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. It has to do with taking pride in what you do for a living. I put it on one of my little records. About 200 friends and family bought that record, and they were all deeply touched by the message in the song. One of those friends was Jimmy. He put it on one of his records, and 750,000 of his friends and family bought the record and were all pretty much in on the message of this song. And you'd think I'd be content, but nope, I'm not. Until Obama and Limbaugh and the entire WWF all hold hands and sing this song together, I'm gonna have to go around one Margaritaville at a time and let people know that it's my job.